Hi everyone, more of a personal question today about what is my awakening experience or what's my journey in this exploration. Well, it seemed to have begun with all my life feeling not quite right. As a child, very, very shy. And then my dad died when I was 10. And various other things that I was so self-conscious. I was so horrified at the thought of attention on me, or you know, being called up in school assembly or something. Even if a friend of mine was called up in school assembly, that was too close attention for me. And always, yeah, always feeling something missing, really. Like never at ease in myself, always ruminating what I did wrong if I went out with friends. Really like a whole mind just revolving around lack, I would say. What is wrong with me? How can I avoid risk? How can I avoid attention? Yeah, for years and years and years and years, all the way through school, all the way through university, through my first jobs. And then I did a yoga teacher training course in California in 2005, Shivananda, in which they really weren't that bothered about the poses, but they were really fascinated and amazing at exploring and teaching the nature of the self and of reality. And that was just like it just never, ever, ever, ever occurred to me before that what the mind did, what the mind created, what was projecting, and how experience came about and where behavior came from, and the unreality of what looks so, so, so real. It absolutely blew me away. I've never had such a total reorganization. It was really fascinating, and to hear that relating from all the yoga scriptures and right up to quantum physics they were looking at, it was amazing. So that was an enormous turning point. And from then, things that I was doing, because all my life I've been doing self-help stuff to try and feel better, things that I was doing then started to be done within that context, started to really confirm this unreality of appearance. And so I came across Michael Neal and did a lot of work with him. Brilliant. And I feel that the way he was teaching was really putting into sort of Western language what I'd discovered in the yoga course. So that was, and that introduction to the 3 P's and all the amazing 3 P teachers, and really looking there at the nature of thought and what the mind does. And then there was another leap when I started working with Garrett Kramer, who really sort of in his, you know, very forthright, straightforward way, really put the spotlight so clearly on what is the personal, really, what is the personal, what is the I at the center of experience that makes it all about itself. That was really interesting. And that was a very strong teaching period in my life. And then I discovered Byron Katie, who only through videos and books, but hundreds of videos, all her podcasts, all her videos, all her things on her website relating to the work. Just so, so, so much. And really loving, just adoring that those moments where the mind goes back, you know, the question, is that true? And the mind's going back into the past, and the past is reorganizing, genuinely reorganizing, not from bypass, not from pretending, not from saying nice stuff, but genuinely reorganizing from a perspective of accountability, really, and inquiry. And that blows me away. And I think that's at the heart of my work now. I think I'm probably a bit obsessed with what happened in that moment. That's what I'm so interested in. You know, we're the mind's here with the story and the this whole sense of personal separation, and all the content is true, and this is what I am, and this is what the world is. And then a question comes in, and there's something in that question that opens up the mind, that allows the question, instead of just being battered back, defense and protection, that question goes in, and it goes into the subconscious, goes all the way through, and as it goes through, it reorganizes. And the whole understanding of what we are, of what reality is, what existence is, changes. So all the way through, and then out it comes, the answer, from a different person, essentially, isn't it? From a different understanding of being, a different voice, a different organization. Out comes an answer that is from a different person about a different reality. Oh, that gives me goosebumps and butterflies in my stomach, because yeah, the sort of the transience of our experience, the temporary nature of what we think we are, and how it can all change in the flip of a second. Yes, and so now that's what I do all day, every day, pretty much. yeah, I do, because even well, obviously, because there's a lot of time, you know, I've got two kids and a house and friends and hobbies and stuff, and so a lot of the time I'm not teaching or writing, but the all the time, and my mind is sort of what's going on here, what is this really, you know, like really, like this experience, this behavior, these words, these perceptions, where are they all coming from? What are these two children in front of me? And I think genuinely now that either the mind is in reality, which is to say it's settled into this presence of unconditional love and the bliss of aliveness, bliss of life, the fascination of sensory form, or it's in a healing mode, in which is what I hope for me and all the people I work with, that there's a tuning in now to suffering, to pain, to separation, to struggle, that is a healing mode that says there's something here to be seen, there's a grip of belief and conditioning and storyline and selfing, from vulnerability, from fear, shame, insecurity. And so that healing mode that is, instead of how it used to be probably for all of us, lost, reactive, defensive, in fight, flight, freeze, now it's in inquiry, which is awesome for the mind. It's what it's designed for. And that's what I see as a sane mind. And it turns everything upside down, doesn't it? Everything that we've spent our lives defending and protecting and thinking. And we really do, I think, start to see that the whole thing is made of love. The entirety of experience and understanding and what we are and behavior and everything is made of love, and it's love speaking to itself over and over again, pointing the way back home, or just relishing in itself. Yeah. Yeah, so that's my journey. Thank you for the question. Lots of love. Bye.